A quiet windfall for U.S. banks. That's the headline of a front-page story in today's Washington Post. It describes a move by the Treasury Department in late September that escaped much public notice and that has benefited U.S. banks to the tune of as much as $140 billion. That's on top of the $700 billion financial bailout package. Amit Paley wrote the story, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And, Amit, this story is all about a five-sentence notice that was issued by the IRS. What does it now allow banks to do?
This is an incredibly complicated provision of the tax code, and that's part of the reason this escaped so much notice. Essentially, what it has done is relax the limits on a type of tax shelter that exists when banks merge with one another. Normally, you have to pay a certain amount of taxes when you have a bank merger. And what this notice did was essentially eliminate those limitations for banks that are merging.
Well, why don't you talk about some of the immediate effects that we started seeing right after this change was put into effect?
It had enormous implications. This notice actually came out the day after a deal was announced between Citigroup and Wachovia to take over troubled Wachovia. And when this notice came out, it made it much more attractive for another bank, Wells Fargo, to take over Wachovia instead, because it could use the losses from that distressed bank to subtract it from the gains that it had, which would, in essence, for tax purposes, make its income much less and cause it to pay far less taxes. And analysts say that that would result in an additional $25 billion or so for Wells Fargo. And it led some people to actually dub this decision the Wells Fargo ruling.
So that $25 billion would be taxes that they would have paid if they hadn't absorbed this loss by taking over Wachovia?
Exactly.
You know, there's an interesting wrinkle here, which is that banks evidently knew right away about this policy change when it was put into effect, but Congress did not. And there are a number of people in Congress who are not at all happy about this. They say it's repealing a law that they passed back in 1986.
No, they were not happy at all. They were furious. And this is part of the problem, that this is such an obscure section of the tax code. Even when you go to somewhat noted tax experts and mention them, Section 382, which is the name of this code, they say, what's Section 382? This is not a well-known provision at all. But people who focus on mergers and acquisitions, when this notice came out on September 30th, they immediately realized the tremendous implications of this. When Congress found out, they were furious for a number of reasons. First of all, they were upset that they were not informed that this change was coming down the pike. They learned about it days after from other sources, not from the Treasury Department. And second of all, there were these concerns about whether it was legal at all. And in fact, tax experts that I talked to say that there was no legal authority for the Treasury Department to do this. So now the question is, what is going to happen and who can take action to do something about it if anyone takes action at all?
And is there any movement afoot to take action?
Well, there is discussion about it in Congress, but Congress has actually been quite nervous about talking about this. Even congressional aides that believe that it's illegal and lawmakers that have the same views or believe that it may be illegal, they're very nervous about saying that publicly because of their fears that this could tank the economy and undo some of these deals, causing even more chaos in the financial markets.
Senator Charles Schumer has written a letter to the Treasury Department saying that his concern is that there would be a lot of unnecessary mergers, essentially mergers just for the value of having a tax break.
That is one of the key concerns here. Now, the Treasury Department actually does want to encourage these mergers because they feel that encouraging the mergers is one way to address the problem of these weakened banks without the government having to come in and bail them out, and it can reduce the government's price tag. Of course, the unseen cost in all this is that this tax break itself could have an enormous cost, some analysts say up to $140 billion. The Treasury Department has not made any numbers public at all and has not crunched any numbers on how much this would cost.
Okay, Amit Paley, reporter with The Washington Post. Thanks very much.
Thank you.